With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities in Washington State and Oregon are vowing to step up security after fires that destroy ballots at outdoor drop boxes. More from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Elections officials are reaching out to voters whose ballots may have been damaged in recent fires that were deliberately set. In Vancouver, Washington.
A call in the early morning hours to 911 indicating that there was smoking and a fire at one of our ballot boxes.
Interim Police Chief Troy Price on K2TV says some 300 ballots were destroyed, similar to a fire that destroyed three ballots in Portland, Oregon. Police say that they believe it's the work of the same person, and they've identified a car that appears to have been involved. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The final days of the presidential campaign are here with 1 week to go before Election Day. In a speech in Savannah, Georgia, vice presidential candidate Tim Walz says Donald Trump is not a winner.
He loses jobs. He loses businesses. He loses in court. And no matter what J.D. Vance says, he lost the 2020 election.
While former President Trump, speaking at his estate in West Palm Beach, Florida, says Kamala Harris has no plan for America.
She's running on a campaign of demoralization and really a campaign of destruction. But really, perhaps more than anything else, it's a campaign of hate, it's a campaign of absolute hate.
Trump is speaking tonight in Allentown in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 154 points, the Nasdaq rose 145, the S&P 500 advanced by 9 points. This is SRN News. Reformation Day is coming, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
On October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany, touching off what became the Protestant Reformation. Churches around the world will celebrate the event, mostly this coming Sunday, with services, sermons, and even a party or two. In Germany, Reformation Day is an official public holiday in 16 states, including Saxony-Anhalt, which is where the city of Wittenberg is located. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One member of the women's volleyball team at San Jose State University has signed on to be part of a federal lawsuit against the NCAA, challenging the presence of males on female college sports teams. The specific person she cites, a man who's playing on her own squad. Meanwhile, a rally was held over the weekend in support of the five women's volleyball teams that have refused to play against San Jose State. SRN News. How is consumer confidence as Election Day nears?
American consumers are feeling quite a bit more confident this month as Election Day approaches. That's according to the business research group, the Conference Board. Its consumer confidence index jumped to 108.7 in October from 99.2 in September, the biggest monthly gain since March of 2021. Analysts had forecast a more modest reading. The Consumer Confidence Index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. The measure of Americans' short-term expectations for income, business, and the job market jumped to 89.1. I'm Julie Walker.
The quirky comedy actor who rose from background dancer in Elvis Presley movies to co-star of such favorites as Young Frankenstein and Tootsie, Terry Garr, has died. She was 79 years of age. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.